Thursday. Today is October the 3rd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to continue our visit today with Bill Bayless. He is chairman of the Ohio Soybean Council, as we talk about the importance of trade and some innovative ways to accomplish that. He recently traveled to Dubai, India, to try and expand soybean trade for Ohio farmers and those around the country. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Bill Bayless, and Bill is currently serving as chairman of the Ohio Soybean Council. Bill, you've been doing some traveling, and we just want to go back maybe through a couple of the trips as you've been out representing Ohio soybean farmers in the council. One of those trips to Dubai, India. Tell us a little bit about that. That's an interesting place.
Yeah, I've always heard about Dubai. That is supposed to be the wealthiest city in the world. And I was kind of excited to maybe go there. But as a lot of these conferences that we go to is, I had a plane issue leaving the airport here. I got there half a day late, so I was in Dubai a day and a half. We were in a conference room in a hotel there for that day and a half. We had 200 participants there, and it was a very interested program to where it was like there was a TV show. It was keyed on the same philosophy as Shark Tank, and we had six different participants from over on the other side of the world. It was our customers coming in, and these were, I think they were mostly younger folks, coming in with their ideas of a new product that they were utilizing soy with, and they were selling it to these other 200 people that were investors.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really good programs they put together, and when it was all done, then we had a judge, all the people in the room then did a survey to verify which ones. And the one company out of Indonesia that was promoting their soy bread called Hempy, which is a bread made from soy flour that they say 90% of the Indonesian public eats tempeh at least once a day.
Wow.
It's a staple. This group that was making their presentation was wanting to expand that popularity to other countries, and they showed where they had a whole system because it makes a great snack food, or like around on the other side of the world, a lot of vending machine people eat out of the vending machines, and this was something that adapted to that very well, and it was going to be a boost to more use of, and that's the soy human food.
Again, my guest today is Bill Bayless. He is chairman of the Ohio Soybean Council. Bill, thanks for your time and for all your work.
Thank you, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions just slightly. We're going to keep talking trade, but the growing interest in our nation's food and farm products by Vietnamese consumers is behind some recent U.S. efforts to expand ag export opportunities in that market. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Vietnam is a nation of interest as a U.S. ag export market. As Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Alexis Taylor explains.
Vietnam is the 10th largest food and agricultural export market for the United States. The United States is also Vietnam's third largest supplier of food and agriculture.
An example of this? Recent purchases by that Southeast Asian country.
Stone fruit producers in the United States received import permits to ship this year's harvest to eager Vietnamese. We had just opened market access for California-grown peaches and nectarines.
And the undersecretary and a U.S. delegation celebrated this event in Vietnam in mid-September. Vietnamese consumer interest in our country's farm and food products was behind the visit as part of USDA's latest agricultural trade mission.
USDA's second agribusiness trade mission to Vietnam and the sixth of seven that we have scheduled globally for 2024. This mission included representatives from 40 U.S. agribusinesses, 20 industry associations, and 9 state departments of agriculture. We had representatives from California, Indiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and North Carolina.
The undersecretary discussed the amount and focus of sales meetings conducted between U.S. agribusinesses and states and Vietnamese counterparts.
The U.S. businesses conducted 527 business-to-business meetings over the course of the week and really heard a lot of excitement from those meetings that the businesses had.
The five-day mission also expanded its scope of potential buyers.
We brought in buyers from Myanmar, Cambodia, and Thailand.
In terms of what Undersecretary Taylor believes the potential is for Vietnam as a continuing ag trade market for U.S. exports.
The market is, I think, really growing for some of our higher value exports like fruit, and we continue to really invest in opening new market access for our U.S. fruit producers.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.